Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Tayemi Maseches Kreseis Daf Chof Aleph. We begin 16 lines from the top of the Amud Omar Mar. Let's go back and have a quick look at that drasha again. So it was based on the Pasuk, which forbids eating blood. The Pasuk reads like this: V'chol dam lo yisoichlu, you shouldn't eat any blood, which sounds like any type of any sort. And then the Pasuk proceeds to describe specifics: lo'if la'behema, from a bird, from a fowl, or a behema. And then again, the Pasuk comes back, it's the next Pasuk, which says, kol nefesh ha'shoteichal, kol dam, if one eats any dam, there is karis, punishment applied. So we have v'chol dam, which is a klal, a generalization. Then we have specifics, lo'if la'behema, bird, behema. Then we have another general reference, v'chol nefesh. Kol nefesh ha'shoteichal, kol dam. So it's a klal, a prat, concluded with another klal. What does that allow us to do? It allows us to bring in other items into the fold, provided it fits the bill, provide its characteristics will match the criteria found in these specifics, meaning the oif and the behema. And yesterday we found three distinguishing features unique to oif and behema. So if something fits that bill, he's on the list as well, and the blood of that type would also be covered under the Yisr. Amar, let's go back. We have klal, uprat, uklal. Yatadon, you could only apply, you could only include elokein aprat, if in fact it matches, it's similar to the features of the prat. What's unique in the prat? We have three preconditions. Ma prat mefurush, just as you find specifically in the prat, a davar sheyesh boi tumakal v'tumachamura, oif and behema both have the potential for two types of tumah. Tumah kala, a lighter, more basic tumah. V'tumah chamura, and a heavier tumah, a more severe tumah. Rashi explains, tumah kala means tumas oichlin. It has food properties to it. It's considered like food with respect to tumah. So a kebetza, an egg worth, size piece of this material can be considered food and become tummy accordingly, but that's a very basic tumah. That tumah does not make a person tummy, etc. Tumah chamura is a more heavier tumah. So after the bird, the animal die, it transmits a more heavier tumah. Person gets involved, his person becomes tummy, his begadah become tummy, all types of severities that we find. And again, that's unique to oif and behema. Number two, v'yesh ba'isr v'heter, they both have isr and heter stages. The Gemara later will explain for us that before shchita, it's forbidden, but then it transitions into heter after shchita. Number three, v'yesh ba'en min basar, it's considered the meat type of basar. Afka, likewise, any other entity which falls under these categories, I've called over sheish by tumah kala v'tumah chamura, the chul that has all these three things, will be covered as well, and its blood will be us. Now, what are we including? Bird we have, behema we have. What about chaya? Rashi explains, well, chaya automatically is covered under the behema umbrella. Behema typically covers chaya as well. So what's missing? I've called the tani, when you say also everything else that fits, that matches. Lasuyei, what are you including? Amar of Adab or Avin, we have one option left out. Lasuyei damishal kvi. So the kai, the kvi, the crossbreed, the mix between behema and chaya. So this crossbreed, whose status is a bit undetermined, is neither behema nor chaya. And that's why he has to get a special honorable mention. So we know that his blood is also asr to eat. Amar Rav Ada bar Avin. So asking Rav Maika Savar, what's our position on the koi? Ika Savar koi sveikahu. Is it an unknown? Maybe it's a behema, maybe it's a chaya, I'm not sure. Well, then automatically his blood is asr as well, because either way, whether you're behemah or chaya, you're also, you don't need a special pasuk for that. Istrich, krola mesa svek, you need a pasuk to forbid a suffix. Automatically it's also elokasava, rather he holds kai bria bifnei atzmeju. He's his own status. He's not a complete behemah. He's his own entity. Hence, we need a special pasuk to forbid its blood. Ashkan domes, you've established the blood of the kai is also because of a special drasha. Chelba minel, what about the fat of this kai? Is it asur like the fat of a behemoth, or is it mutter like the fat of a chayah? Mikol chelav, it says kol, to cover the koi as well. What about nevlasim nolam? What about the isra of eating its nevela, if it dies? Mikol nevela, the word kol nevela tells us that it's asur as well. Gira nashim nolam, what about the gira nash of this koi? Well, that's obvious, but kafa yarach tali rachmona. Torah and forbidden the gira nash relates it to the fact that it runs along the spoon-shaped, clump of meat around the thigh. So that's what it depends on. If you have it, you're in. Otherwise, you're out. Well, he has it. The kai also features this kafa yarech, so that's why. His gira nasha is asur as well. And finally, what about tumasai? What if he dies? Is he metame? What about the shchita requirements for the kai? How do we know these are so? Menolan. Svara, well, when's the reason? Midal kol mila, Rabbi Rachmona, since we find regarding other matters, the dam, the chelav, etc., Torah includes him, treats him kebehema. Likewise, regarding tumasoi and shchitasoi, nami, there are two kebehema, we treat it like a behema, and those are active as well. Amarma. So he set down three criteria, three preconditions for the isra of eating dam. Tumakal and chamur is the first one. So what are we excluding? What does not fit the bill? Amamar. So we had yesterday. Oitzi dam. I'm going to exclude and permit the blood of a human. Malchishtein, the only one who walks on two. Why? Because he doesn't have tumakal and tumachamura. Sheish ben tumachamura. Although an adam has tumachamura, if he dies, he's matame very severely. But there's no concept of tumas oichel. Person's not food. Vein ben tumakal. V'ramini bevakasha. From a bryce where it seems that he does have the potential to be considered like food as well. V'ramini. Hachoytech menadam, a person cuts away from a human, some flesh, tzorech machshava v'hechsher, in order for that flesh to have tumah, he has to have machshava designated in his mind for consumption, and also, step two, hechsher has to come into contact with liquid to open the door to tumah susceptibility. V'kashlan, the question was asked, machshava lamli, why does he need special designation? The very fact that he cut it away presumably gives it food status. It was cut away to be fed, to be the cutting should give it chashivas, be considered like a machshava to be used as food. His intent while cutting it was to feed it to a dog, which does not grant it food status. Giving it to a food to eat is not considered machshava for food. Why? Dog also has to eat. V'loi? V'atzenan. D'machshav alakal al machshavi. V'loi, really? No. V'atzenan, we have a Mishnah. But it seems like dog food also has the status of oichel. V'atzenan, klal omer b'tumah. In fact, we have a rule regarding tumah. Kolom yichud loichel adam. Something which is meant for human consumption, tumah. Let's say it becomes tumah. It retains its tumah, even though it's spoiling. It retains it until it becomes unfit for a dog. But as long as you can still feed it to the dog, it still has food status. Tamachi pasal until it becomes unfit, may achilat kal from dog consumption. Evidently, dog food has food status. Wow, it's a big difference. There, it's already tummy. The question is just whether it retains its tumma. Okay, it holds on to it until it's unfit for a dog as well. But as long as it's still fit for a dog, it has somewhat food status regarding retaining a tumma. Who? La suke, tumah minei. There is a question of vacating the tumah from the food. The kivun de mikor avachas l'adam. Since initially it was meant for a person, it was fit for an adam. La suke mitumah. When does it lose its tumah? Well, it has to be really spoiled. Achi posel until it becomes unfit mechilas kelev. Until then, it still retains some food element. But here we're talking about initiating, granting it food status. Oh, hachal achusi le tumah, to give it to meichazi l'adam. If it's fit for a person, yep, then you're in. The Gerus is in. Eloi has a but otherwise it's not fit for a person, even though it's fit for a dog, Loi, it's not granted food status. Okay, in any case, bottom line, we speak about designating the human flesh for consumption and giving it food status. Machshava, whenever we speak about machshava requirement, it's only l'tuma kali, it's to give it a lighter, basic form of tuma, meaning tuma sa'ichlin. Because if it's, let's say, a vela, if it's a mace, you don't have to have machshava. He generates his own tuma. He doesn't need to be just designated and set aside and labeled. So clearly, even human flesh can have tumas oichlan. Ha ani milu mechaim. True, that during the person's lifetime of lacha misa, tamit hu tuma chamura. But we're talking about after death. In that case, all he has is the most severe tuma, tumas mace. Okay, fine. The kavasaga bebehem. So we're learning that the brisa refers to after death. So correspondingly, when the brisa crosses the adam off the list because it doesn't fit the. Because we're talking about Adam after Misa, so likewise the Behemoth which is on the list, presumably speaks after Misa. So Behemoth is a carcass and a veil. Well, then we have a question as well. Ibasar, we're talking about the flesh of the carcass. Again, Metamatu Machamura. That generates a severe tumor, it's an avela. Which preempts Tumakal. There's no Tumakal anymore at that point. Vidam, we're talking about the blood of the Nevela. Again, same status. Matama Tumachamura is treated like an Nevela regarding Tumat Desna. We have a Mishnah that according to ACLL, the Dam and the Basa have the same status. Tumachamura. Dam and Nevela, what about the blood of a Nevela? We know the Basa and Nevela is Matame. What about the Dam and Nevela? It's Vishame Matar, and they consider it to be terribly sealed, however, Matam. Lenitzruchalik Desna. So, how do we find behemoth material after Misa, which has Tumah Kala, which has Tumas Oichlan, and not Tumas Nevela? It must be as the following Mishnah discusses. Nivlas behemoth Tmei B'chamokah. So anywhere you are, in a city, in a village, if it's a dead non-kosher animal, like a dead horse, people, even goyim, keep away from it. So wherever it is, in town or in a city. Likewise, Nivlas Eif HaTor, a dead kosher type bird, which is eaten in the cities because of high demand, but the kfar, if you're in the villages, less demand, less interest, even amongst the goyim. So in both cases, in order to give it food status, to make it open to tumah, tzorach machshava, you need to designate it for food, for eating. But vein tzorach hechsher, you don't have to do hechsher, because, as we explained before, something which has tumah chamura does not need hechsher. There's more explained soon. So something which exudes severe tumah, nevela, mace, they're self-sources, self-generators of tumah, chamur, they don't need heksher. Heksher is to prepare, it's already going, it's already prepared, he's going to be generating tumah. So heksher is not needed, but machshava is. Otherwise, it's not classified as food. So let's skip the other brackets here. V'amalei ravler v'chir. And the question was posed to Rabbi Chiya, Machshava Lamli. But why even Machshava? L'tumakala? So presumably, the Machshava is to give it a status of Tumakala, to give a status of Eichel, so that it has that Tumas Eichel. Why bother? He gufa Tumahi. We're talking about a Nevela. A Nevela is a source of Tumah. It's a Tumah generator. Tumahi. As Tumas Nevela, advanced Tumah, you don't have to consider it food to become Tumah. Tumah! Amalie says, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a case, a unique case, where Nevela material will not be Matami, Tumah Chamura, only as Oichel. Hence, the need for Machshav. Amalie Kigoyin, for instance, the Ikapachas Mekazayas Nevela. You have Nevela, but it's less than Mekazayas. It's not yet going to generate Tumah Chamura, it's less than the required amount. Okay, so then why is it becoming tummy at all? Oh, with sirfa, he connected, he combined it with real food, with a piece of banana. Lepachas mekabetza oichlan. Piece of banana less than the kabetza, which again is less than the required amount. So for nevela to be tummy, you need a kazais. You have less than that. For food to become tummy, you need a kabetza, you have less than that. And you put them together, you pair them, you team them up. The high vai, so when you connect both pieces, less than the kazayis and avela, less than the kabetza of the banana, the high vai have a kibetza, a total of a kibetza. So now you have the required amount for tumas la'ichlan. Provided you granted the little piece and avela food status. Hence, the nitzvah machshava, you gave it food status. So now you can team up with the piece of banana, at least to be considered food alongside the banana, and it can become tamei tumas la'ichlan. Says the Gemara, okay, well, so now he's been bumped down from nevela to food, doesn't have the shear of nevela, so then treat him as food, and not only do you need machshava, you need two conditions. Machshava and also hechsher. He doesn't have nevela status. If that's the case, if he's merely food, hechsher, let him require hechsher as well. Only something which generates tumah chamura is exempt from hechsher, but not this fellow. He's less than a kazayis. In his current form, in his current volume, he's not going to have tumah chamura. Let him need hechsher. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, we learned alkol zera zerashi zered is the pasuk by hechsher. Plants, seeds, edibles need hechsher. Mazraim, what's unique about zraim? Yuchadim. What's unique about them? She ain't soifah letamit tumah chamura. They don't have the ability to tamit tumachamura, just plain food. And that's why they need hechsher, v'tzarech hechsher. Of course, likewise, any other material, she ain't soifah letamit tumachamura, tzarech hechsher. Well, this little bit of nevela is not tamit tumachamura, let him need hechsher. Amalisi says, he's somewhere in between. Sure, in his current form, he can't be tamit tumachamura because of his smallness and amount. But in terms of his material, it's an avela. It's metamim to mechamura, provided he gets a kazayis. And that's why he's exempt from hechsher. So on the one hand, he's an avela, but since he doesn't have the amount for tumah chamura, at most at this point he could become tummy as food. So he needs machshava to make him to food, but he doesn't need hechsher. Amarlis, he says to him, you're right. That certainly applies to regular foods. The less boy pachos mikazayis nevel that doesn't have alongside it some nevela less than a kazayis. So yeah, regular foods require the two-step process of machshava and hechsher. Avalach, but here we have nevela material alongside the banana. The ikav begavei pachos mikazayis nevela, we have with it nevela. Although less than a kazayis, but nevela is nevela. Kiva deilu mitzarif le kazayis. Suppose he would have added a kazayis to the banana instead of less than a kazayis. Lo yiboy hechsher, wouldn't need hechsher, that nevela. Since it's metama tumah chamura, is active without the hechsher. So bottom line, what he's saying is like this. In terms of the material per se, it is still nevela, despite the smallness of amount. And that's why hechsher is not required. But machshava is. You want to give it food status. You want to pair it up with a banana. Metamat mas eichlan has to be designated as food. So bottom line, we understand how behema fits the bill. It has tumah kala on the one hand and tumah chamura on the other hand. And we're talking after death. It has potential for tumah chamura, of course, but if it's less than a kazayis, if it's left tumah, if it's designated as food, and it will have tumah soich. So that's specific to the behemoth. Return to the mace. Okay, a mace, as opposed to a person who's a mace, which does not have tumah kala whatsoever. Avagav de memaliyale. Even if you add to the amount, you get a full. Even if you add to the banana to fill up the kibetza by adding a little, combining a bit of the mace, less than a kazayis, you won't have a total of a kibetza for tumas oichlan. You know why? Because human flesh cannot, after misa, cannot be regarded as food. It's asur bahana. Nobody designates it. Mishum de batla data. Even if he would designate it as food, his mindset becomes nullified, disregarded. So, you know, I'll have an Eitzel Kol Adam, with respect to the common, you know, practice amongst people, basically, there's no potential for basar of an adam to be considered eichel. And that's why he's off the list of Isur Dam. Okay, so according to Rabbi Chiya, the reason why Behema is considered something which has Tumah Kala and Tumah Chamura is specifically in this unique case where we're using, we're talking Achar Misa, because as we said, Mechai, even a person has Tumah Sa'ichel, but we're talking Achar Misa. So an Avela, Behema Achar Misa, if it's a full kazayis, yeah, matamat machamura. But if it's less than a kazayis and paired up with other food to give it a total of a kabeta, in that case, it could be matamat to make kala, to make kala only, as opposed to a person, a mace, which does not have that potential of to make kala, only to make machamura. Hence, he doesn't fit the bill. And that's why his dam is not asur minatur. Rav Chananya Amar, I'll give you another explanation. He doesn't see it this way, because Tosis explains it, several difficulties with the previous pshat, because it turns out that it's not within the same piece that there's Tumah Kala and Tumah Chamura. Less than a Kazayis only has Tumah Kala. Kazayis plus has Tumah Chamura. So it's not a perfect fit to the conditions in the Braisa, which speak about both, a potential for both. Sounds like coinciding at the same time. So he learns a bit differently. I'll give you a case where Basar of Nevela is Matama Tumakala and Tumachamur. Rav Chanan Yama Filu Tema Davi Kazayis. Sure, we're talking about a full Kazayis of Basar Nevela. So you'll ask, in that case, is Matama Tumachamur? Hach of my skin was speaking about a unique case. He encased it in dough. In which case, you can't really touch it. You can't access the nevela. So there's no tumas maga. On that basar nevela, only thing you have is considered like food together with the dough around it, the sleeve, which is food. So it pairs up, it teams up with the sleeve, and it's considered food regarding tumas oichel. Says the Gemara. So yeah, we're speaking about a sleeve which doesn't have a full kibetza, but by adding the nevela material enveloped within, it gets a total of kibetza, which passes the threshold of Tumas Oichon. Well, says the Gemara, Yachi, if the nevela inside is hidden from you, inaccessible, so it's not going to act like nevela. So back to the question, if it's not nevela, then it's food. If it's food, it needs hechshel. That certainly applies to regular foods, which don't generate tumah, like maga, like masa, not by touching or by carrying. A regular piece of food, yeah, needs machshava, needs hechshel. But here, this hiding nevela inside is still somewhat active, is still somewhat expressive as an nevela as well. Nahi, true, granted, loy matama b'maga, it doesn't transmit by way of touching, it's inaccessible. So that element of the tumas nevela had been deactivated. And the only way you can have maga on that nevela is by pairing him up with a sleeve, surrounding him, treating him like food alongside the food that's enveloping him, which will allow it to become tummy through Tumas Mag. Neither Matami Mag can't directly become Matami through Maga, because he's covered with the sleeve, with the dough. So the Tumas Mag of that avail has been deactivated temporarily. But nevertheless, it still transmits through masa, indirect association, carrying. It also is a form of transmitting tumor. For that, you don't have to have direct access and direct touch. Dot only. After all, he's lifting him, even though he's hiding inside the sleeve, it still qualifies for Tumas Masa. So he found both elements of Tumah within the same piece of Nevela. It's a Gezayis Nevela. On the one hand, he's food. On the other hand, he's Nevela. Regarding Tumas Maga, he can't serve as Nevela. But he can't touch the Nevela. He's inaccessible. So that part of the Nevela Tumah was deactivated. The only way you can have Tumas Maga is by treating him as food alongside the sleeve, alongside the dough, pairing them together for a kibetza. Now, they're susceptible to Tumas Maga as any food is. But at the same time, the Tumas Masa aspect of that Nevela is still alive and ablaze. For Tumah Chamura. So that's why Behemah has both. In the same circumstance, in the same setting. And that's why he qualifies for Isur Dam, as opposed to a mace, a person. Lafuki mace, even if you'll craft this type of situation with a mace, it's not going to work. Imagine you have a kazayas of a mace enclosed in a sleeve of dough. That's not going to deactivate the Tumas mace in any way. The avag of the chipo, even if we covered it with batzik mitami Tumah Chamura, he's fully active regarding all aspects of Tumah Chamura. You know why? The Tumah boikas v'oila. Mace doesn't hide behind the sleeves of dough. The Tumah shoots forth. The Tumah, because the Tumah of the mace, boikas v'oila. It breaks through the enclosure and rises up. Because we read this, rises down, it breaks through downward as well. So if you touch that sleeve on any side, even the surface of the sleeve, you'll get Tamei Tumas Meis. So since the boss of the mace, Metame Tumas Meis, the most severe Tumah, he's just Metame Tumah Chamura, there is no Tumah Kala there at all. There's no situation where the boss of the mace, in terms of his Tumah Chamura, it's been dormant and he's only active as Tumas Oichlam. Because wherever he is, in every situation, he's Metame Tumah Chamura. And that's why he scratched off the list. His dam is not Tommy. Okay, according to Rashi, we delete the next three lines. Amamar. What else was excluded from the Isser dam? Amamar yatsa dam dogim, dam chagavim, the blood of fish, of grasshoppers, the shukul and heter. So now we shift over to the second requirement. It needs to have Isser and heter in order for the dam to be Isser, as opposed to dogim, chagavim, kul and heter. What does that mean, shukul and heter? My kuli heter. Ilay medachel b'mutter. Is it because the fat of these entities are not forbidden? So within the same, you know, we don't have Isser and heter within this fish as we have by behema, which has permissible parts and forbidden parts of the fat. Hari chaya, but look at a chaya, the chel b'mutter. It's fat's a mutter. And still v'dam asr, and the dam is asr. So it can't be referring to fat. Velo mishum de lespu isser gedan asher. Is it because the dog and chagam don't have the isser gedan asher? Vari oif. What a bird doesn't either have it. The lespu isser gedan asher. And still v'dam is asher. Elo mai kul hetes. What then does the brisa mean? These are kuli hetes. The leboi shchita. There's no transition point between isser and hetes. It doesn't need shchita. It's always mutter. As opposed to behema v'oif and chaya, which are asher pre-shchita and post-shchita mutter. So that's the second precondition. For Isser Dam. Omar, the Brisa continued. But why does the Pasuk have to specify Oif and Behema? Could have just said one or the other. And we'll learn. Just like the Oif has these three features, etc., etc. Or the Behema, which has three features. Why both? Why mention both? Omar, Ma'if, because if it only says Oif, I would say, well, it has to be like the Oif. Shema Kilaim doesn't have Kilaim. A behema likewise, only a behema which fits that description, which doesn't have kalayim, would fall under the Isra of Dam. Ask Tamalayim a behema, that's where the Pasuk has to specify behema, to cover all types of behema. Now, what kind of kalayim are we talking about? There are three types, right? Crossbreeding, working with two animals together, and then we have the the mix of materials, right? The wool and linen. Kalaim demai, what type of kalaim are we referring to? Ilayim the kalaim harba. We're talking about the crossbreeding type. The kalaim tachrisha, the working, the plowing with the two types of animals. What do you mean to say that a bird is not covered under that? Vatran, we have a Mishnah. Chaya vaif keitzu behen. Chaya, fowl. They're just like the behemoth regarding all these halachas, including kalaim. You can't crossbreed. You can't work with two types. Elam Abaye says Abaye should simrei. We're talking about the shatnez type of kalaim, which does not apply to birds. Should simrei because it's tzemer, it's feathers. Ein chayav alam shem kalaim. There's no kalaim on it. So there's room to think that just like the oif is kalaim free, likewise only a behemoth, which is also kalaim free. Rashi before explained it means like a cow or like a goat whose hair is not subject to kalaim, to shatnez. So maybe only that covers falls under the isra of dam. That's why the Torah had to mention behemoth specifically, all types of behemoth, including your woolly lamb. Amar b'dam araf, dam shrotz, the dam of a creature. Loikanol b'kazayis. Only to Kazayas of that dam, he gets Malkus. Meisvei, here comes a kasha. What do you mean? We just exempted Shrotzim from Isra of Dam. Meisvei, Dam Atchoil. Right? Only blood, primary life force blood of an animal is subject to Isra Dam. Isra Dam, which has curries. But you have, let's say, secondary bloods embedded inside, you know, the limbs of the animal. Meisvei, dam atchoil, and the spleen, dam alev, and the heart, dam aklois, and the kidneys, dam ivarim, or other types of limbs. Harei sase. They're not as severe as the primary life force blood which has curves. It's just alei sase. That's the second level. Then we have a third level. Human blood. Or dam of shrotzim. Dam al cheshtayim. Dam shrotzim ramasim osur, although you keep away, but vein chayav nov, there's no liability for it. And you're telling me dam of shrotzim has malchus? My ein chayav nov, what the brayson meant, you're not liable. It means kares. Doesn't have the highest level of liability, but alav machayev, you chayev alav, you get malchus. Ask the gemara. So then, why does the brayson split it up into two levels? It should have included in the first list of the Dam Eivarim, which has a lav, if in fact that applies to Dam Shrotzim as well, as you're saying. The first question is Dainu Reisha. Then it fits into the first list. Why does the Braisa give it its own class? Void, furthermore, Tana Milav Nami Kame Maitle. The Tana of the Braisa that we're actually in the middle of learning now, the Braisa began on Chaf of Mbezi after the Mishnah, exempts it even from a law, meaning it's fully permissible, the Dam Shrotzim. Voitanam Alav Namakam Mayat, like the Tani, the Raisa says, Yotza Dam Shrotzim, Shein Ban, Tumachamura. Right? We have those three conditions, Tumachala, Tumachamura. Shrotzim doesn't fit that bill, doesn't have Tumachamura, so it's out. It's off the list. It's Mutta completely. And you're telling me if a person eats Dam Sheretz, they get Malkus? Why? Omar Bezerah. You're right. There's no Isra of Dam, per se, by Dam Shrotzim. But if a person eats a sheretz, he gets malchus. The blood of a sheretz is not considered a separate entity. It's one big mish with the flesh of the sheretz. In which case, if a person eats a certain amount of dam sheretz, it's as though he ate the flesh of a sheretz and gets malchus on account of eating a sheretz, not because of dam. You're right. Amar Rav Zeira Hisra by Mishim Sheretz, if it's warrant, don't eat this blood because it's sheretz. Like he gets malchus on account of eating the sheretz, the dam element of the sheretz. But if he was warned, mishum dam, don't eat it because it's isra of dam, they're wrong. Ain't it like he doesn't get malchus because it did not warn him appropriately. There's no isra of dam on sheretz, you're right. What else is not included in the isra of dam? We have the dam of the dogim, of the chagavim, dam of an Adam, which we're not Torah, are completely mutter. So at this point we have three categories. We have Isser Kares, applying to dam of behema, dam of oif, dam of chaya, whether the tummy, whether the tur, because it's dam nefesh, which comes from something which has tuma kala, tuma chamura, iser v'heter, min boser. Then we have the next level. Dam of the Ivarim, which is a lav, also not Torah, just a lav, no curse. Then we have the third level, which is totally mutter. Dam dogim, dam chagav, and dam of adam. You're meant to know that even blood which is fully permissible, minat Torah, for example, the dam of dogim. However, midrabbanan, at times, you are meant to keep away. Because of optics, because of maris ha'ayin, the observer might mistakenly confuse it with regular. He might think it's regular blood. Blood of a behemoth. So unless it's easily identified with its source, it would be asr. Amar Rav, dam dogim shekinsoy, fish blood which was contained in a container. Asr. You have to keep away. Maybe here comes a kasha from the brayse that we just learned, which has three parts. Part one discussed dam of tchoil, dam of lev, blood embedded in all kinds of parts of the animals. Those aren't, you know, primary bloods. That's not dam hanefesh, which has curse. It's only a lav. Part two of the brayse was dam malchish, dam human blood, dam shratzim, are aser, ve'en chayav an olav. Then comes part three, which is what we're up to right now. Meisve, dam dogim, dam chagavim. Blood of fish, of grasshoppers, is mutter. Afil hatchila. So the brayse clearly allows it. Gives a green light. Fully mutter. And Rav tells us, dam dogim is awesome with the rabban. Well, that's talking that it's not in the kli. Ahi b'shaloi kinsay. That's speaking that it wasn't contained in the kli. So the blood is still sitting on the fish. It's clearly, visibly identified with its source. There's no concern of optics. There's no concern of perceiving it as dam behema. Kiko amar Rav b'shakinsay. Rav talking that it was put in a container, separate from the source. That's why it's asr, midrabban. Okay, so that addressed the fish element. What about the other, dam mahalchish dam, human blood, the kavasa? We assume likewise, correspondingly. Gabi mahalchish dam, when the brayse refers to the human blood, and it says that it's asr, b'shaloi kinsay, we assume that the brayse all along is talking about the same type of scenario, just like by the dam dogim. You said it was mutter because loikin, so it was not in a container. So in the previous case, part two of the brayse, dam halchish dayim, we assume is talking about a similar circumstance, that it was not contained in a container. So it's still, on the person, visibly identifying with his source, with the blood's, source. So why is the brayse saying it's asr? Why is it asr? When a Torah is not asr, and even the rabbanim, you're telling me, unless it's contained and it's separate, here it's not. Like I was stuck up in Malchish Taim, which like Kinsip, it wasn't contained, me asr. Why is it asr? About time you have a brayse, that's fully okay. If it's in a container, or if it's sitting on a loaf of, then, yeah, it's separate from its source, and it's asr from the rabbanim, but if it's still connected with a person, it's more about time. Dam shel gabi kikar, he bit into a loaf of bread, and there's blood coming out of his teeth, and there's blood marks on the bread, that would be a problem. Goyroy is going to scrape it off. Voichlan eat the rest. Shabena shenai, but it's still within his teeth, in his mouth. Might say, Bailo, just suck it and, swallow it. No problem. There's no concern. He need not be concerned in any way. You're right, says the Gemara. Apparently, the Braisa, which considers dam of an adam to be somewhat asur, asur min rabbanan, is speaking that in fact it was contained, was gathered in a container. So it's asur because of maris ha'ayin. Oh, so then why does the brayse continue and allow it by the fish? Fish blood in a container should be asur according to Rav. Elo kitanya ahi masnisa. Rather, that brayse is speaking that there are identifying marks. There are indicators that it's fish blood, which preempts any confusion. This because custom has the scales of the fish, so you see where it came from. That, of course, wouldn't apply by human blood. It has no scale, right? So there it's not applicable. It's always going to be usur if it's separate from the person. Kikam Rav also, and Rav said it's forbidden, the less because custom doesn't have identifying indicators. Okay, so conclusion. Whether it's dam dogim, dam chagavim, dam of a person, is fully mutum in atoyer, even the rabbana, unless there's a marisa ayin concerns. Amrav sheshes. Once again, dam al chishtayim, the dam of two-legged individuals, meaning people. Afilu mitzvahs proish ein boy. Not only is it permissible min atoyer, there isn't even a mitzvah proish. There's no mitzvah of the rabbana, keep away. It's fully okay. And as we're going to explain, we're speaking that it's still connected to the source. There's no concern of mistaken identity. Meisvei comes a kasha from that braisa, which discussed various categories of dam, dam atcho, dam alev, dam akoyz, dam ivarim. These are considered somewhat blood, somewhat asur, or elul leisase. There's a love, a special love not to go with that. But dam al chishtayim, human blood, dam shratzim, rumasim, asur, mechayav alav. There's no lav of dam, but it's still asur. Hold it, according to Rav Sheshes, it's fully okay. Says the Gemara, it depends what it looks like. Depends where it is. Kitanya asur, and the Brisa says it's not okay. The pirish, we turn to the next time. The pirish, it detached from the source, detached from the person. It's in a kli, it's on the kikar. That's also because of marasa ayin. Might mistakenly identify it as the real thing. Kikama Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, when he allows it, like pirish, when it hadn't detached from the source. Because it's sanyas, you had the Brisa. Dam shall be kikar, but it's already on the loaf. You got to scrape it off and eat the rest. Ben Hashem, it's still in his teeth. Might say balei avichayish swallowed without an issue. Ika demas neilal other avsheishes al ado. Some applied avsheishes' statement on the following price at the sun. Yochol cholov. Malchish time yochol over belav. What's the status of human milk? Milk of a woman. Perhaps the cholov of a person is off limits. Is a lav. Why would I even consider that? V'dinu, based on logic. Ma behema tmeya. Look at a behema tmeya. Unkosher animal. Sheikalta mago. Where the tuma is limited in a way because there's no issue touching a behema. There's no concept of tuma on a behema during its lifetime. Rashi says there's no ziva, there's no nida on a behema. So its tuma in a way is a limited scope. Still, echmarta bechelva. But the milk of an unkosher animal is awesome, despite its limited scope. Certainly by a person who expresses all kinds of tumais, he could become a nida, a zava, malcheshtai, the milk of a person, shechmarta magon, we are strict regarding maga. So his tuma covers a greater scope. Ein adin shetachem b'chalavan, perhaps it makes sense that the chalav should be asur as well. Tamalema v'zelech ha-matamay, a special pasuk by the shruats, only these. These creatures are off limits. Zeh tami, but not milk of a person. Vein cholav malchish time tami. Elator, milk of a person is fully okay. Hoitzis ha cholav shein shavu b'koil. Perhaps okay. I'll leave out the milk because milk doesn't apply to all equally. Rashi explains what this means is that not in all cases is milk a problem. Milk of a non-kosher animal, yeah, but of a kosher animal is okay. So again, it's a limited scope type of issue. Okay, so I could allow, permit the chalav of an isha. But what about blood of a person? Perhaps that's in. Perhaps I can't leave out blood. Sheshava v'koy, because blood is an issue all around. Blood of a behema, tameya, behema, teira, right? So since it has a broader scope, perhaps the blood of a person should be usher as well in the fashion. Endeavor to explain why was the Gemara considering it to be us? We already excluded it, already allowed it in the previous sugya. So some explain because it's yaitse, it's something produced by something which is usur. Yaitse min atame is tame, so a person who's usur, but his basur is usur, so perhaps the dam, which is a bright product of his basur, would be usur as well. That would be the hava amina. Okay, so the hava amina is below yaitse is adam sheshava bekoya, perhaps. I can't leave out dam. I have to prohibit dam. Even dam of a person, tamalayma. Once again, that pasuk v'zelachem atomi. Only these zetami, but not blood of a person. V'zeh vein dam. On this we have Rav Sheshes. To wrap it up, you should know not only is it mutter min haTorah, but Amar Lo. Rav Sheshes, afilu mitzvahs proish, even isad rabbonim, keep away, aimway does not apply to human blood. It's fully mutter, again provided there's no maris ha'ayin concern. So, in conclusion, discuss the sugya of the issue of eating dam. We have several tiers, several levels, several categories of dam with their respective statuses. We have issur karis, which only applies to something which qualifies as dam hanefesh, containing the life force of the animal. Something coming from a being, an animal, which has potential for two levels of tumah kal and tumah chamura. Something which has isur veheter, and it's a min basur. And that covers behemois, chayois, oifois, whether they're a tummy or they're tar. Does not cover a person, because a person after Misa only has tumah chamura, as opposed to a behemoth, for instance, even after Misa, has a potential for tumah kala. We explained two scenarios. Either it's less than a kazayas, which case could only be tummy as food and not more, or if it's covered, encased, so there's no accessibility, there's no option of tumas maga nevela, and the only way you can have tumas maga is if you consider it, if you classify it as food. Okay, so these fit the bill. They have all the features, all these elements. Dama nefesh, tumakal v'chamur, iso v'heter, yeah, because it's asr until you shecht these things, and they're min basar. As opposed to dama yivarim, residual blood stuck inside the animal. There's no karas on that, but a special lava for that. Now, which are totally mutter? Min haTorah, dam dagim, dam chagavim, dam of an adam, dam of beitzim. There's a whole discussion about beitzim. Tesis explains in elsewhere that really dam beitzim should be mutter. It's not dam nefesh. It doesn't have all those qualifiers. He says because there's a chashash that you might confuse it with the actual dam of the egg. It's coming. Look, the egg is coming out of a. It's produced from a fowl, from a chicken. And if the blood that you find inside that egg would be okay, so then you would just mistakenly also eat the blood coming out of the chicken. So that would be one reason why a blood spot in an egg is asur midrabon. So in haTorah, these are okay. But at times, there's an issur rabon. For instance, by dogim and chagavim and adam, we explained that if there's room for confusion, let's say it was contained in a container separate from the source without any identifying indicators, then it'll be asur midrabon on account of maris ayin. Now, dam shrotzim as well. Technically, it's not asur on account of dam, but ultimately it is asur. Maybe not on account of dam, but on account of the fact that it's part of a sheret. So that would be asur min haTorah because of the sheret aspect, but not because of the dam. And concluded, Rav Sheshes teaches us that regarding dam adam, don't think there's any isur rabbanon. If there's no concern of maris ayin, then it's a-okay. All the best to you, and hatzlacha rabbah.